an incredibly exciting thing just within the last year or two, as we get more and more an outpatient, is we built a building dedicated to the outpatient care of cancer patients, the Skip Vera Building, named for one of our philanthropic donors, a man who had had pancreatic cancer, was quite a colorful and engaging character, and as you know, grew up in the St. Louis area in Missouri, which you and I know very well, and tell us about that building.
So that really is exciting in a number of ways. It did allow us to expand our services, but it also gave us the opportunity, as you've mentioned from the beginning of our conversation here, to really focus on what patients need and what would provide a satisfying experience to the patients. So we engaged our Patient and Caregiver Advisory Council from the very beginning in helping us to design this building. Not only, well, we were somewhat constricted by the footprint of the building in terms of the location and the configuration in general, but in terms of what types of services they wanted, what would be helpful to them as they were going through their care processes, and how we could support their caregivers who were coming with them. So adding concierge type of services, providing, we're very thoughtful about the parking and moving patients back and forth between buildings. We spent a lot of time thinking about this from the patient's safety perspective, as well as their comfort, the design of the waiting rooms, and in the infusion area to have individual bays where each patient, their family members or friends, can be with them while they're receiving their treatment from these very specialized nurses, as you mentioned earlier, and windows everywhere. So this beautiful panorama of the skyline, and it's been an exciting building. Our patients love it. We've been able to reduce the amount of time that they have to wait for their treatments. Our feedback's been just excellent, and our staff is so excited about being there as well.